Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Thanks for hanging out with us early this afternoon. Maybe before you get out to the Wisconsin State Fair or get out on the water, so many great things to do. How about checking out the middle of the state? Stevens Point, Marissa Check is the marketing manager for Stevens Point's Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Krista, thank you so much for being here with us.
Hi, happy to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy that you're here. There's so much going on in the central part of the state, specifically Stevens Point. You've got some awesome events coming up. Maybe let's run through those. Can we start with the Downtown Wine Walk? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Downtown Stevens Point's annual wine walk is coming up on August 15th. It'll be over 15 stops at small businesses offering samples of some Wisconsin wines, munchies, appetizers, and maybe some prizes and games along the way, too.
That sounds really cool. So is this something that kind of takes over downtown? What's it like if you're downtown for this?
Obviously, most downtowns are walkable, mm-hmm. as is ours. So it's just a great opportunity to get into some of the shops and small businesses that there are to offer. And yeah, it's just a great time.
So the downtown,
a lot of fun energy for sure.
Yeah, and I love that. I love that energy, especially in your downtown. My daughter's a dancer in high school, and so we spent a lot of time at Spash there at events, and we would always hang out downtown. It's a great downtown.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about another thing that's coming up, Standing Rocks Enduro. I love the title. What is Standing Rocks Enduro?
Right. This is the third annual Standing Rocks Enduro mountain bike race,
And
that's happening August 17th. At Standing Rocks County Park in Stevens Point, but riders of all age levels, youth, sport, and expert, they'll compete across 4 to 8 times stages, and the proceeds go to supporting the local trail development at Standing Rocks. So
this is so cool. So can people still register to actually race, or do you have to qualify? How does that part of it work?
Yes, I believe that people can register up until August 16th, so there's still some time.
Oh, that's really cool. All right, Krista, let's move on to the Portage County Fair. I love county fairs, and yours is pretty special. Tell us about the Portage County Fair. What are some of the highlights?
So in central Wisconsin, I grew up calling this the World's Fair, and I bet you a lot of people in central Wisconsin would say the same thing. But the Portage County Fair is coming up on Labor Day weekend in Rorschach. Yeah, I may be biased because I grew up, but it is the perfect fair. It has a parade, live music, carnival rides, and small town charm, so really can't get any better.
So what are some of your favorite memories? Take me back, look back. What are some of the cool things you remember as a girl going to the Portage County Fair?
I just remember the rides, for one, but also the Rorschach Fair Park is set along some like historic buildings, so you can also like take a chance to walk through some of the buildings, which is kind of cool. They have them staged from people who actually lived in Rorschach.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of cool. I remember doing that every year, even in my adult life. But yeah, the carnival rides are always fun. And now that I'm older, I love going to the bands at night too. So
it is a cool hangout. I love the county fairs. All right, what about the food? Are you a food on a stick girl? Are you adventurous? What about the food at the fair?
It's pretty normal, actually. But there are some other pop-up vendors there too. Like, I know there's always an egg roll stand, of course, elephant ears, and funnel cakes, whichever one you are. They have them. But I'm a standard corn dog girl. I love some corn dogs.
Yeah, there's something about it at the state fair. Like, I never eat a corn dog any other time of the year, but you're at the state fair, you got to get the big elephant ear funnel cake, you got to get the corn dog, maybe some curds. That's Labor Day weekend, you said, right?
Yep, Labor Day weekend.
Okay. All right.
Which is, what, a month away already?
I know. I know. It's hard to believe that it's here. Outdoor recreation, I know, is big in the Stevens Point area also. Can we talk about the Green Circle Trail and what makes it special? Tell us about that.
Of course, there's plenty of opportunities for outdoor recreation in the Stevens Point area, both on water and on land. But one of our most prized gems is the Green Circle Trail. So it's 27 miles long, and it connects some of central Wisconsin's most beautiful rivers, forests, parks, and natural areas. And it's perfect for all activity levels, whether you're hiking or biking or in the winter snowshoeing. Believe it or not, it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's perfect whether you're young or young at heart.
What about stops off the trail?
Okay, so since it connects all of those green spaces in the area, there's also plenty of stops in between. And bike riding can work up an appetite, so, or walking or whatever. Mm-hmm. So if you're feeling hungry, there's plenty of places to stop, like Hilltop Pub and Grill near Iverson Park for fish fries. They serve fish fries every day, which is kind of cool. And then PJ's at Central World is off the Green Circle Trail, too, for wood-fired pizza or cheese curds. And the Riverfront Trail goes right past downtown, which gives ample opportunities for food or shopping. And then if you're looking for dessert, Belt Soft Serve has a large cone, which definitely fills the stomach after a bike ride. And then also downtown is Sunset Point Winery, so you can have a glass of wine.
I love it. If you want information on lodging, there's an events calendar, all that great stuff. What is the website, Carissa, that people should check out?
You can go ahead and visit StevensPointArea.com to start planning your trip.
It's all right there. StevensPointArea.com. Yeah. It's in the central part of the state, which means it's easy to get there from wherever you are. It sure is worth a summer weekend. Check it out. Carissa Check is the marketing manager for the Stevens Point Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. So much fun, Carissa. Thank you for making some time for us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. You're welcome. Up next, we head to Sheboygan when Experience Wisconsin continues.